And it's 16 minutes past six. Now, President Jacob Zuma is expected to deliver his annual State of the Nation address in Parliament in just about 45 minutes' time. But if you think about the past 2 years, it hasn't quite worked out that way. He might only start speaking much later. So if you think about the focus so far ahead of his speech, it's been really about the security arrangements around the parliamentary precinct, the deployment of soldiers to the city of Cape Town, what exactly the economic freedom fighters plan to do to prevent or delay the president from speaking. The address really is meant to lay out the government's program of action for the year ahead. In previous owners, we've seen the outlining, for example, of the 9-point plan, Operation Pakisa, the National Development Plan, and so on. So what do economists expect to hear from the president this time around? Let's chat to Tabi Lioka, who's the economist at Argon Asset Management. Tabi, thanks so much for your time today. Not sure if you'll agree with me, but over the past couple of years, SONA has been more less about what the president says and more about what happens around him, hasn't it?
Yes, unfortunately, that has been the case over the past few SONAs because of opposition parties and disruptions and disturbances in his speech. In the past, at least last year, we saw the SONA start much later because of disturbances in his speech.
Right. So if you were to put a wish list forward, what would you want to hear the president highlight?
I'm glad you asked me that instead of what do you think the president...
No, it's a wish list.
Only because it's very difficult to assume what he's going to say versus what I wish he has to say. I wish that he could target on three issues. Labor, education, and health.
Okay, let's start with labor.
So labor, in terms of, I know we've had these discussions between that are headed by the Deputy President, Cyril Ramaphosa, on minimum wage. I would like, because labor and labor rigidities have been an issue for South Africa over since actually 1994. And the IMF and rating agencies, and everyone who has an interest in South Africa and analysts have been talking about the structural problems, and one of the main structural problems is labor, the skills mismatch that we have, and the fact that we have this the inequality within labor, the labor market. So I would like for him to just focus on correcting that, including the role of unions in South Africa. And this also feeds into the role of unions affecting the state of education. A clarity on labor, what he wants to, what he wishes or what he plans on doing in terms of the current structure, a labor structure that we have. And then it feeds into education and prioritizing education. I think that we need to talk, be honest in terms of what we want to achieve out of the Fees Commission and also I'd like for him to iron out the funding issues that we're currently seeing, from higher education to basic education and early childhood development. I'd like for him actually, instead of focusing on tertiary education, to actually focus on early childhood and basic education. And I think when we have that right, then we will have a better result in terms of students going into university and coming out with a degree.
And that particular point, right, just around tertiary education, I mean, people may think it's calmed down. It certainly hasn't. If you look at Walter Sisulu University in the Eastern Cape, many campuses there shut down, some under fire. And I was watching students earlier today saying, look, in the medium to long term, we want to talk about free education. But right now, we want to talk about free registration because they are supposed to be starting classes in this week and next week.
You know, I am involved in the fees commission, and I think that I'd like for the prison to also be honest in ironing out or, I mean, expressing the problems of the South African education system and also the funding problem.
Yeah.
And I would like for him to then set up goals about how we're going to reach or solve this problem. And I'd like for him to reach out to the private sector and find ways in which to get involved in private-public partnerships and to solving some of the education crisis that we have and other problems like infrastructure development that require a PPP relationship.
Yeah. Right.
I would also, in terms of even the health, for me, the health problem is a funding problem as well. And from the NHI to the what happened recently in Esidimeni, I think that we obviously have a health crisis, and I know that the government doesn't like to speak of issues as crises, but I think that we are at that point when you have 94 or over, such large numbers of people dying, it is a crisis.
Okay.
I'd like for him to talk about ways in which to solve this crisis on the health side and to prioritize it from a policy perspective. It's one thing then to talk about what has happened in the past, but I think that policy also needs to go with costing, and that I could put it across board, only education but also health.
That
is, whatever policy that we have, we need to put costing to it, or else we don't see implementation.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks, Tavi. Tavi Lioka is economist at Auburn Asset Management.